Welcome to the Learning to Die podcast.
I'm Ian Dunican.
And I'm Kieran O'Regan.
How do I live when I know I must die?
We explore areas of philosophy, psychology, martial arts, culture, existential risk, history, society, religion, science, and anything else that seems of interest and relevance to answering that question.
We can only hope that some of what we learn might be of benefit to you too. Namaste, sapiens.
All right, so just taking a moment to just allow the body to settle, and it might be in a sitting posture. You might be lying down. And at this time, we're really just taking these moments at the end of a day that may have been filled with all sorts of sights and sounds, movements of the body and the mind. And we're taking this time in a way to just arrive into the present moment, not needing to get anywhere right now. And so you might start to feel in a way the physical form to begin with. At times can be helpful as we get started. Just taking a deeper, fuller breath. Inviting in that full breath and letting it out. And then in a general way, just seeing if there's any areas of tension in the body. You might soften. So allowing the shoulders to soften. We often hold tension in our face, in the eyes. And seeing if there's just a sense of ease that can be invited in. Not trying to get anything done in particular. And it's quite natural as we begin to connect with our experience more directly. And it's natural that we feel some of the energies, the lingering energies of the body and the mind. Almost like a swarm of insects, bugs, that are flying around, or a dust storm. And we're no longer needing to keep all that energy going. And just as the day has a rhythm, sun rises, and it brightens the day. We engage in a lot of activity. It's okay for the rhythm of our own body and mind to also go through a cycle. At the end of a day, we just appreciate that And we've done the best that we could. We've met the various responsibilities to the best of our ability. And now allowing it to be enough. And from time to time, you might sense the body breathing as the easeful experience of the breath coming in and out. Or you might become aware of the whole body, the posture, the lying down. And just as the breathing of the body is a natural process, so is the nature of sleep. And it's helpful to remember that it's not our responsibility to make sleep happen. And so seeing sleep as a natural unfolding. We can see if we can might just enjoy the experience of allowing the body to get the rest it needs. Either by sitting or lying down. And we're already beginning to give the mind the rest it needs. By allowing the mind to settle back, to receive the sensations in the body. Might be the warmth of the covers, the sheets. Or maybe even by allowing the lingering images and thoughts in the mind. By allowing them, acknowledging them, and then we're not creating more agitation or irritation. And this receptive knowing is a very wholesome attitude of mind. And so as you continue for a few moments in silence, you might just have the words, reminders, and I'm whispering in your own mind to relax, allow, and observe. Relaxing the body and the mind. Allowing whatever is happening to be happening. And then very lightly just observing the moment just as it is. Relax. Allow. And observe. Just lightly receiving the present moment just as it is.